Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's a very special Loud and Local Band of the Week this week because it's Steve Bruiser Brody.
Feelings are dead with you. Maybe it's best if you lay.
Local Band of the Week, Bruiser Brody. Steve, what's up?
Oh, man, dude, I'm just so stoked. Shout out to Kevin for making us the Loud Local Band of the Week, and we're really pumped about that. We have a new record. It's called Everyone's Dead. It's available now. It's also available for streaming if you're into Apple Music or Spotify or whatever it is, and it's called Everyone's Dead. Recorded at Robert Lang Studios, and we'll be having a big show on January 19th at the Crocodiles. Hopefully everyone can make it out. It's a Saturday night. We're playing with The Last International. They're from New York, and they just put out a new record, or about to put out a new record, and a great local band called Year of the Cobra.
Oh, yeah. If you love local music, I mean, man, you have got to be here Sunday nights at 10 o'clock here on The Rock. The show is called Loud and Local, and it's two solid hours of Pacific Northwest music. Great bands like Bruiser Brody.
Before we get going, because I'm seeing Bill rock out. Bill, have you heard the original version of this?
No.
I don't know if we got it anywhere, but this dude, what's the name of the dude that does this?
Leo.
Oh.
The Friday song.
Leo does rock versions of the lamest songs you could ever see in your life, but he makes it.
This is the original.
Friday,
yeah. That Rebecca Black girl.
I like this.
Yeah, Leo's the man.
I literally want to bam my head on the dashboard right now.
Nice. You go
Douche
on YouTube.
It's Friday.
It could be anything. It could be Air Supply. It could be any song at all. Leo just takes it and says, here's what it would sound like. Rock guy.
I like to teach the world to sing a perfect harmony.
I bet he'll do it.
The word again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like that. Leo's
gangsta.
A master.
That's gangster. A gangster. Yeah. We love you, Leo.
Love it. Now, we got to get to our contestant
all
today.
Right, we're going
to
do it.
We've got Darren and Bellevue to take on Steve, but not only Darren, because Bill, you will also be taking on
That's
Steve
right.
on Beat Mix.
Bill Bellamy.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Live.
Let me buckle up. Let's go.
Very exciting. Steve, what is Darren and Bill playing for today?
Tickets to check out Judas Priest. They're going to be at the Showwear Center on June 21st, and you can go to KISW.com for the details. And tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
through LiveNation.com.
Let's go.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, and Bill, as a reminder, you'll have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions.
Okay.
You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Both you and Darren will be able to answer.
Okay, here we go.
You ready?
I gotta get him them tickets.
Ready. All right,
Let's
then.
Let's go, D.
What is the largest key in size on a standard computer keyboard?
The space bar.
Yes.
Oh,
a
space bar.
A cloud of dust and gas adrift in space is called a what?
Nebulous cloud.
No, what was that, Darren?
Nebulous?
Yes.
Nebulous. I said nebulous.
And when what U.S. state would you find Fort Knox?
Fort Knox is in Kentucky.
Yes. What year of the early 70s did Bruce Lee pass away?
What year?
Yeah, the early 70s.
73.
Yeah, 73.
In I don't know how I knew that.
In which Disney film do two cats sing the Siamese cat song?
What's that again?
In which Disney film do two cats sing the Siamese cat song?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Pass.
Who directed the 1994 movie True Lies?
True Lies.
Ooh.
Oh.
A good one.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
No.
Close, but no.
Michael Bay.
No.
Oh, you're getting there.
You know this guy.
Next. Pass.
Oh. Ah, well, we ran out of time. And four correct.
Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Can somebody just tell me who the director was?
All right, well, we'll find out because Steve's got to play.
Steve's going to play, but let me just say.
Oh, so we got to be Steve. Oh.
Yeah.
D. Do you know when you're on Twitter and like that, you have to make an avatar for yourself?
Yes. Should I do that?
That's a clue.
That's a clue
to the director.
Avatar.
All right.
Don't say anything.
You went down like
that.
Yeah.
You got it now?
Where's Mix?
God, he's going to come in here. He'll probably get that one just by sheer luck.
He'll get it. He knows. That's a good movie. I had that.
Better not.
I just had a Tom Arnold moment, actually, in Philadelphia.
I'm just letting you know we got 10 for 10, bro. That's 10 for 10.
10 for 10,
get your weight up, bro.
All right,
get my blindfold on.
Rev's mad at me. Can't say what I was
going to
say.
Let's go.
All right. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
What is the largest key in size on a standard computer keyboard?
Spacebar.
Yes. A cloud of dust and gas adrift in space is called a what?
Fart.
No.
A dust cloud.
No.
Pig pen.
No. In what U.S. state would you find Fort Knox?
Texas.
No.
Delaware.
No.
Fort Knox is in Arizona.
No. What year of the early 70s did Bruce Lee pass away?
72.
No.
73.
Yes. In which Disney film do two cats sing the Siamese cat song?
All cats go to hell?
No.
Wow. Lady and the Tramp.
Yes.
What?
Who directed the 1994 movie True Lies?
Oh, Michael Bay.
No.
Oh, James Cameron.
Yes. In Seinfeld, who played the role of Kramer?
Michael Richards.
Yes. How much does it cost to purchase Boardwalk in the standard game of Monopoly?
$200.
No.
$500.
No.
$1,000.
No. What is the currency in Italy?
Yen.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, wow. 5. You barely win, Steve. 5-4.
Oh, man, that was so close.
That was close.
Sorry, Darren.
I had that one.
Yeah.
Darren, man. I suck ass, man. I'm so sorry.
James Cameron was so close. Yeah.
Yep. That was the one I knew it.
Yeah. Oh.
And now I get my victory song. Nice.
Jeez.
You know why?
What?
I'm the world's greatest.
Okay. True.
It is true.
I'm not buying this. It's 5-4. This is a poor performance.
Literally, you hit the game winning shot, man. Yeah. With 1 second left
lady
on the clock.
Yeah.
Lady in the Tramp. You pulled the Lady in the Tramp out of nowhere.
Yeah,
man.
You do deserve kudos for that.
Dude, I got teary-eyed for that moment.
I thought we had you with Bruce Lee. He was like 71, 72, 73.
You didn't know that Fort Knox is in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. He said Arizona.
I know, right?
Man.
And he said Delaware, too. There's nothing in Delaware.
Come on, man.
And then a dust cloud of cloud of dust.
Who says that?
Yeah, Steve does.
Steve.
It's a nebula, Steve.
Yeah.
But I said nubilius.
Nubilius.
I knew it was nebulous.
Watch out for those space nubiluses, I'll tell you.
Those nubilius slaves coming to get you.
Does anybody know how much it costs to purchase Boardwalk on a standard game of Monopoly?
Is it $350?
No.
$250?
No.
$100.
No. $400.
Why did I think it was $500 too? Okay, good call.
It's a good call.
Yep. And then the currency in Italy
is the
lira.
No. It used to be the lira until 2002.
It's the euro.
It's the euro coin.
The euro.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. I keep forgetting that.
Dang it. Why you ain't asking me that one?
Well, you didn't get to. You ran out of time. Spent too much time on Lady and the Tramp.
I was stuck. Dude, you ever get a brain fart? Like, you kind of know something?
Yes.
Lady and the Tramp had me twisted.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You won.
Correct. Caller 5. You know what? You're checking out Judas Priest at the Showwear Center. Caller 5, 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. Caller number 5, checking out Judas Priest. Bill Bellamy's got a couple shows tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. You got to, I'm telling you, if you can, you got to check them out.
It's going to be crazy.
We're going tomorrow, man. Let's go.
Yeah, go to ParlorLive.com to get your tickets. If you want to tweet Bill, it's just at Bill Bellamy, just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Man, hey, listen, man, we should party out here, man. I think we should do a rave or something, man.
Something, yeah. Really.
Okay.
Like, let's just pick a house and tear it down, bro.
Bring some glow sticks.
Glow sticks and just rock out in the yard, like in a really ritzy white neighborhood. Let's just turn it up.
Yeah. We'll go to BJ's neighborhood.
Go to BJ. He's a baller.
Yeah.
Let's just scare his whole community.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm in.
They'll write him up and stuff. You're too loud with your music. BJ, turn it down.
Oh, I don't know. His daughter already does that.
Yeah, that's already happened.
Oh, Sarah.
She gets ratchet.
Sarah, come on. You got to party with us. We just going to turn up in a really nice.
It's her birthday weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah, what are we doing for your birthday? Can she come in here?
Yeah. Yes.
There's a downtown hotel that's going to be destroyed, I'm sure.
Yes, we got to tear up some. Sarah, come in here. Sarah. Yeah,
on her birthday weekend.
This is like my sister. Wish you. Sarah, what are you going to do for your birthday weekend? What's up?
Oh, hey.
Hey, that's Sarah. That's my friend.
This is like my favorite topic, my birthday.
You got to. Yeah, she got mad at me yesterday because I almost forgot.
You forgot it.
Do not let that
happen
again.
Never. Oh! Ever.
That's right.
I rock for
Bill's
Sarah.
Got her back. That's
Sarah, so what are we doing for your birthday weekend?
All right. So
let's go.
Tomorrow night, rented a hotel room.
Bam.
Rented a suite.
Boom.
You're invited.
Hey.
Then we're going to the club.
All right.
Turning up.
Okay. So listen, how many of your girls are coming? Like, are we doing like 10 or is it a small, tight unit, 6 or 5?
You know, it used to be like a tight 10, 15, mm-hmm. Just the close girls. I kind of gotten a little crazy. I invited like 30 people to the hotel now.
So y'all tearing up something.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
Y'all need a standby room because it's going to be some weird stuff going on. Something's going to get broke and chipped.
And you got to have BJ's dollars.
Yeah.
I hide all the valuables. Don't
keep
worry.
Keep that credit card open.
I know, Bill. It's not a fun thing.
Yeah. There's one bed, though. It's really, really big.
Well,
so.
No one's going to sleep. We're partying.
Yeah, but.
People are passing out, though.
They're passing out.
So we need one room for people that get drunk too soon. They got to lay in there. Because you can't have the drunk person ruining the vibe in the suite.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So you got to have the connector
room.
That's
usually her brother, Joe.
Yeah.
He's right there.
Yeah. There he is.
My brother
where is he?
Occupied one of the bathrooms puking almost the whole night.
That's what I'm saying. There's always going to be that person. You can't have them in the suite messing up the energy, you know, throwing up on the couch. You
kick his ass out.
You got to pace yourself.
And you got to put him, like, in that connecting room and close the door.
Yeah.
Done. That's it. This was me last year.
Oh, look at Sarah.
I know.
Dude, this is a moment. It looked like there was a song going on. Da-da.
That's just to the pregame, though. Ask her how many people she invited to the actual club.
Oh, man. I invited like 150.
You a baller?
I'm a baller. My birthday's a big deal. It's a holiday.
Hold up,
I was born on this day.
Look, we need to have a parade or something. Let me tell you, tonight at 7:30 in Bellevue, we'll make it snow on you if you want.
Oh,
I got control of
I went to that
button.
Parade yesterday.
Wait, you're going to make it snow on her? Is that something that a new lingo that I don't know about?
They just do this really cute thing in Bellevue.
Yeah.
Where they put the
snowflake lane. Yeah.
It looks like snow, but it's.
Oh, you're in charge now? You're in charge of the snow snowflake lane?
Let
my
brother hit the switch.
I didn't know this was happening.
Exactly, 7:30.
Oh.
Riley sets it up. Yeah.
Can I get on one of the floats? Just for me?
Yeah, your own Sarah, the Sarah float.
There's a big controversy about that now.
What's that?
Well, because they put up all the, they put up like the whatever those shades on the bridge where you can look over with this glass. They tinted the glass so people couldn't stand on the bridge to watch what was going on in Snowflake Lane.
That's messed up.
Yeah, they were like,
you got haters out here.
We had enough of you people standing on the bridge, so they tinted all the glass. You can't see Snowflake Lane anymore.
Oh, they hating on the Sky Bridge people.
Yeah, the Sky Bridge people, like, all I wanted to do was get on the Sky Bridge.
Some suds.
Yeah, I wanted to see Bill throw the switch.
And now
you can't even see it anymore.
It's haters all over the world. Bellevue's, but no one's hating on my sister Sarah this weekend. Matter of fact, Sarah, what can we get you for your birthday? What you want?
Oh, you know, any type of alcohol is really my jam.
Your jam. What else is new?
I know. It's really what I need.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you for contributing to this delinquency situation.
Listen, man.
Wait, what are you, where are your kids at? So when it's their birthday, I know how to make a call.
They still young, you know.
All right, then I'll come over with a truckload of candy.
Yeah, you got to come over there. I had the Door Explorer Triple X.
But, that's right. I can't beat that.
That would be good for your party. Yeah, I want that for my birthday.
Oh, man.
I want Sexy Door all up in my hotel room.
That's when I had Sexy Door. That's right. Sexy Door.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It'll work for your party because you're of age. I made a huge blunder.
It took me about three months
Toddlers. To get out of that mistake. With a 6-year-old.
She's scarred for life.
Scarred. So,
she'll never forget that.
Never forget that moment.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. We always thank you for getting up this early. Yes, we always thank you for coming in. It's so good to see you every year. I love you guys.
Sincerely, you have a great show, man. And it's so much fun. This is like not even doing radio. It's like kicking it with your dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they got microphones in here.
Well, I appreciate that.
And donuts. Dude, that Krispy Kreme got me so high right now.
Bill,
dude,
you...
I am on... MFing 15,000 feet above the air.
And you make it easy to kick with.
Thank you.
Seriously, brother. I mean, you know, we love having you in, too. And you got to see Bill Bellamy. You got four chances to do so. Tonight and tomorrow, two shows, 7:30, 10 o'clock, parlorlive.com.
Let's go.
That's where you get the tickets. Tweet Bill at Bill Bellamy. Bill, always good to see you. Have a great holiday, man.
Thank you. And Sarah, turn up!
You know it.
All right. It is time for Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. Call Danny's cell phone, 206-449-1181. You can also text us at 77999. By the way,
I'm excited,
special guest, Steve, is excited because we're going to be talking hockey with Jeremy Roenick at 9:17.
One of my all-time favorites.
NHL legend, Steve.
Yes.
I hopefully won't hang up the phone on him like I did Peter Chris.
Well, hopefully he calls on time.
Yeah, okay. That's coming up 9:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BJ, I'm beyond excited that we get to chat with one of my all-time favorite hockey players about the fact that the NHL is coming to Seattle. Please welcome to the show, Jeremy Roenick.
Jeremy, welcome, man. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Yeah, you know, it's really good to be on with you guys. I appreciate that very much. Very excited. You guys must be so pumped up there in the Northwest.
Dude, I moved here in 97. I grew up on the East Coast, and I moved out here, and that was the one tough thing. That was the one bitter pill to swallow, that we didn't have a team. And then over the course of time, you know, there was that chance that we were going to get Arizona coming here, and there's been a lot of what ifs. It could happen, maybe. And then you just kind of give up, and then this new ownership shows up, and you still get skeptical. And then you just start seeing all the things that they're doing, and they're putting everything in the right order. And next thing you know, man, even though we kind of knew it was going to happen, when Gary Bettman made that announcement, I had goosebumps. It was just an incredible feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I did too, and I have a personal closer relationship to it because I was one of those guys that were involved with the organization trying to bring the Coyotes there back 4 years ago.
Right.
Yeah. So I did a lot of research and a lot of homework on Seattle and met a lot of great people in Seattle, met a lot of good politicians, and you know, it just wasn't the time at the time 4 years ago. And now that this new ownership has popped in, Bonderman is a tremendous businessman. You know, Bruckheimer, who's a part of it, is a very good friend of mine, and they will be a good crew that will be bringing some of the best players in the world to Seattle. And what a great city to put a hockey team in. I can't believe it hasn't been there. And to get one there now, I think, solidifies the strength of the National Hockey League. I can't wait for it to start.
And you bring up Jerry Bruckheimer. We had him in studio, and he already offered me the backup to the backup goalie position because I'm a beer league hockey goalie. So I'm pumped. I'm their first draft pick, Jeremy.
Hey, go on out. Absolutely. There's been money investors. There's been insurance guys.
Why not
be a DJ? Why not be a DJ? I love it. Yeah.
Why the heck not? And we're talking to Jeremy Roenick, of course. Look, anybody that knows hockey knows Jeremy. Great, great career, and of course, great analyst for NBC Sports. And it's awesome, Jeremy, that we're going to get, you know, hopefully get to have some regular conversations with you, because I mean, we're a lot of lovers of hockey out here, and that's why we've got the team. But we didn't have a team to be able to talk to you about. I'm glad that's changing.
Well, you know, you guys just got my phone number. It's my cell phone that's attached to me at all times. And you guys feel free to call me 24/7. You guys want to talk hockey, because we got to make sure that we get people excited around the Seattle area. We got to teach a lot of people what the National Hockey League is about some of the players. And I'd love to be that go-to guy for you guys to reach out and be that liaison between the NHL and City of Seattle.
Sounds Jeremy, what do you tell people? Because, I mean, look, Steve grew up in New York. I grew up in Boston, of course, so we know hockey. It's, I mean, you know, those are great places for hockey. Yep. But what do you tell folks? I mean, you were in Arizona, which, you know, when you think about that, that had to be a heck of a sell back in the day. What do you tell people? All right, here's why hockey's awesome. Here's why you should love it.
I think, number one, if you just look at what happened in Las Vegas last year, unfortunately, with the shooting that happened in October right before the season started, that team that got brought over to start that organization, those players jumped into the community and went to schools, went to fire departments, went to the police stations, did benefits and fundraisers to help raise money for the victims. They totally, totally enthralled themselves in the community. It wasn't about them as a team. It was about the city. And I think that's what makes hockey players in the National Hockey League so great, is they are so giving. They're so respectful. They're courteous. And they give back to the community. And you will see in Seattle, that team will come in and will have a huge, huge imprint and effect on the city of Seattle and the surrounding areas. They will give back with programs, hockey programs, arenas, in the school systems. They will love NHL hockey players.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with all due respect to, like, the football players and baseball and all the other teams that we have
here.
You're right. It's a whole other experience. They are so fan-friendly and so appreciative of people that are fans of their sport.
And respectful, too. Yep. You know, they follow the rules. They respect the rules. They respect other people. They respect other people's time and money. They'll stop and talk with a smile and courteous. And it's never that I'm better than you mentality, which you see with a lot of athletes. Like, I don't have time for you, or, you know, give you the short answers and not look you in the eye. Think that because they play a sport for a living, that they're a better person than you. You will not find that in the National Hockey League.
Jeremy, how is that possible? Because, look, there's big money in hockey. Sure, maybe that you can make more money playing football, but you can make a darn good living if you're a hockey star. And
absolutely.
Also, yeah, and also the groupies mentality. I mean, boy, the hockey groupies,
the Rockets.
Hockey, yeah. Hockey is the best. There's no question.
So
there's
how is it?
There's something about a rough and tumble, scar-faced guy with broken knuckles. Absolutely.
So,
there's no question.
So you've got the money. You got the groupies. How do hockey players keep their feet on the ground and still? Because they, out of all the sports.
Because they want to keep all that stuff.
So yeah.
They want to keep all that stuff. But, you know, I think what's really important is the National Hockey League, and each team has a code of conduct and a respect factor, and everybody is held accountable to that, not only by the management but by each other. And a lot of guys grew up in the in very meager, hardworking small towns. So a lot of them on farms, you know, pitching hay, farming crops, and really down to earth and understand how hard it is to get there. And they're very respectful of that.
It's funny, when we mentioned that we're talking to you, we have a guy, Andy, on Twitter that posted a great picture of you and him, and you're both rocking Seahawks jerseys. And I know, like, you mentioned just the fan interaction. In your years, obviously, you've met a lot of fans. Do you have any, like, specific memories of, like, a great encounter with a fan and a weird encounter, whatever it is, like, one of your favorite encounters with a fan over the years?
Oh, I've had so many. I was one of those guys who tried to make sure that I appreciated the fan for coming to watch our games. I always made sure that I gave them that acknowledgement and kind of whether it's the eye contact or the verbal conversation. But I would during commercial breaks, they have camera holes in the glass where the camera guys take their pictures and put their lens through. I would during the commercial breaks, I was bored. I would find a kid and reach my hand through that camera hole. If he had a hat on, I'd take it off and put it on my helmet. I grab some popcorn out of their bag and eat it. And one time there's this little kid, he had a hot dog, and he was so enthralled in that hot dog, he wasn't paying attention to anything. I went through to grab it, and he saw my hand coming, and you should have seen the death look this kid gave me, and turned his head and his pulled the hot dog away from me and looked at me like as if he was going to shoot me with a with a shotgun, you know. And I looked at him like, come on, man, share. He's like, absolutely not. I don't care who you are.
Okay, you're the star player of my team. You're not getting the hot dog.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic. If you want to tweet Jeremy Roenick, again, analyst for NBC Sports, NHL great, at Jeremy_Roenick. And Jeremy, you talked about the fact that, yeah, look at what happened to the Golden Knights last year. And it is interesting what sports can do, because there have been some situations where you take a look at 9/11. The Yankees had a great season. You take a look at the Boston Marathon shootings. The Red Sox won the World Series that year. And then the Golden Knights went to the Stanley Cup Finals. There is something about sports that really does, people don't appreciate that when tragedy happens, sports can be a unifier.
Yeah, well, let's put it out there right now. There's going to be nothing that's going to happen to Seattle before the Seattle team starts. So let's get that straight out of the way. So Seattle is going to be perfectly fine, and we're going to come out. And then just remember that there's so much talent in the National Hockey League. Just 40 or 50 guys playing in the minors that probably could play a regular everyday shift for their respective teams. So to know that there's going to be a good quality hockey team that's going to be coming right off the bat and that will compete right off the bat, and especially because of the expansion rules of change in terms of how you can draft and how many players teams can protect. That's a really good thing coming into Seattle, and I think that reputation is going to continue. I think that's the guys are going to be proud to be in Seattle, and they're going to play hard for it. So I think I'm just curious to see what they're going to name the team. When I was starting with the team, when I was trying to get it, I loved that the name, the Emeralds. I don't know why that stuck in my mind, but I don't know what
city.
What do you guys think of names? What are the odds on favorites right now?
The one that I hate, I hated it at first, but I fell in love with it the more it went along, is the Kraken. I don't know why, but I love the fact that the fans could be called crackheads and they could play at the crack house. I think there's something pretty awesome about that.
That's awesome. I love it.
To release the Kraken, that whole pomp and circumstance that can happen like the beginning of a game.
I love the totems.
You're thinking ahead. I like it.
And
participation.
And our station's the Rock of Seattle, so on a special night where we do ticket giveaways, it could be Crack Rock Night.
crack in the rock, yeah.
I do love the totems as well, man, because of the history that they have here.
Yeah, it's going to be a great logo. It's going to be a great name. It's going to be a great city to play in, and they're going to be able to have those rivalries with Vancouver and San Jose, and they're going to be build those really quick too. So,
Jeremy, it's funny because
one of the greatest cities in the world.
Yeah, it's funny because I heard recently that because you wonder like when you're as close to Vancouver as we are and what that would be, but I mean I had heard that Vancouver is so looking forward to this because they really feel like it will strengthen the entire situation for them as well.
There's no question. It's going to make them, first of all, it's going to be better on their travel, but finally have a team close to where they are where they can get down there quick. Number two, it's going to give them a reason to get up for it and work harder to improve their team, because they'll have a serious rival that's so close geometric-wise. And listen to this. I mean, Vancouver has maybe, 5,000-6,000 fans that are on season ticket waiting lists. And there's a lot of those people that will get on the train with that train system now that's between Vancouver and Seattle, that will get on the train and take that hour train ride down to Vancouver to watch games or at least get season tickets. So there's a lot of excitement, I think, for people up in Vancouver over the border too.
So the other thing, Jeremy, we've been wondering about, not only a name, but like Steve and I have been going back and forth about uniform colors, and you've played for some teams, and of course you see all the teams. Is there a favorite color scheme that you think, this would be great for the new Seattle team?
Well, I love the Seahawks, alternate jerseys, the real lime green. Those
really?
Bright lime,
the rave green.
I love those things. Yeah. Either that or a nice light green. You know, that, like you said, the emeralds, kind of like that emerald color, a little lighter green. I think that would look really cool in a jersey, but, I just you got to stay with that Seattle mentality. You know, University of Oregon right there, they have the sickest jerseys ever. So I think you got to stay with that look.
Yeah, so it's an interesting thing, Jeremy, because you see some towns that will do that, like Pittsburgh. You know, the Penguins changed their uniforms a couple decades ago to match the Pirates and the Steelers. And do you think that that's what teams like to do? They really like to match the vibe of all of the teams, so there's that unity of all sports?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're playing for the city. Yeah, you're playing for the team, but you're a member of the city of Seattle. And I think every player, no matter what sport that you're playing in, you have to be you know, just honored to be in that city and to respect that city. I love that aspect of it.
I have one other thing I have to throw out there because I do play on a beer league team. We're called the Tacoma Donkeys, and we want to extend an invite to you, Jeremy, to be a part of our team. We go to a hockey tournament in Easter weekend in Spokane. It's a crazy time. We get a party bus that takes us 5 hours down there. It's a complete crap show, and you're more than welcome to be a member. We'll get you a jersey and everything.
Well, listen, you know, I will definitely take you up on that before my legs seize up and I can't skate anymore. So that sounds like an awesome invitation.
With the amount of Fireball we drink, none of us can skate very well, yeah. So it's going to be fine.
Well, listen, if you like Fireball, I have a new whiskey coming out called Screwball. It's a
what?
Peanut butter whiskey. I'm going to take you over. It's the best whiskey you'll ever in your life.
We will talk to you again, Jeremy. When that's ready to come out, we will have you back on.
Listen, you guys send me your address. I'll send you out a case of Screwball whiskey this week, and you guys will love it.
Oh, it's already available. Oh, it's available.
Yeah,
it's
screwballwhiskey.com.
We opened up July 20th. So
oh, damn. Okay.
We're doing about 20,000 cases a day producing.
That is fantastic.
Jeremy, you have the best hashtag. Yeah. Hashtag get screwed.
Get screwed, baby. That's it. It's happened my whole life. I'm not stopping now.
All right.
Dude, this is incredible. Screwballwhiskey.com. I'm sold.
Jeremy doesn't have to skate. He's just going to bring Screwball to the party bus. He don't even have to play if he don't want to.
Oh, and it says let your screw loose this summer.
Done.
Listen, if we drink enough of it, I won't be able to play. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Then he'll be just like everybody else on his team.
Our team leader, Munson, never makes it out of the locker room most of the time.
That's
sounds
awesome.
Like my kind of tournament.
Yeah, it is. It's the greatest tournament ever.
Jeremy, it is so good to talk to you. So good that we're going to have this relationship now that we have a hockey team. And you know what? You do a great job when you do your work for NBC. And, of course, you were a lot of fun to watch when you played. So we're happy that we're going to get to have this relationship with you because we got hockey here in Seattle.
Fantastic. Put my number in your speed dial. I'm here for you.
And our bus driver, Rich, who drives the party bus, he just said, I love peanut butter. I'm in as well.
Okay.
So,
boy. He's in for a treat. Trust me. His life is going to change forever.
That's fantastic.
We might have to change the team name to the Screwballs.
Do it.
There you go. I like that. Good publicity.
Yeah, that's good publicity. Jeremy Roenick, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, buddy.
All right, you guys. Thanks, guys. Have a great holiday, okay? Merry Christmas.
Right back at you. You know, again, Steve, it is, you've talked about it before. It's one of the reasons why hockey is such a great sport because Jeremy, I mean, he was one of the best and just a regular, down-to-earth, have a fun time talking to this guy.
The players and the fans, it can be some of the best just by being, they're referring, salt of the earth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So good.
Just good people, want to have a few drinks, some peanut butter whiskey.
I'm
curious to see what this tastes like.
I think hockey in Seattle, this is going to be
a match
made in heaven. It really is. Because the vibe of the people that, you know, we know the people that we love and dig around here, you know, not the Californians that came up and ruined the place. You know, those folks are going to dig this sport a whole lot.
It'll be fun to talk to him more just because he gives that flavor of what it's like to have a hockey team here.
Yeah.
Just that kind of attitude and that spirit.
All right. It is Listeners on the Loose where you pick the topic, you guide the show. We still got Danny's cell phone because our phone is broken. 206-449-1181. That's the number to call. 206-449-1181. Also, you can text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by the Shane Company. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, you get to guide this fine program. But Steve does have a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, you're going to get gonged. And then we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friends.
Like my sound effects box is just slowly dying sad death.
We're going to get you a new one, buddy.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hopefully after the holidays, they'll have the money and the budget to be able to do that.
Yeah, your sound effects box is broken. We have a broken phone, so we have to use Danny's cell phone at 206-449-1181. I keep forgetting that. 206-449-1181.
Man, everything's falling apart here.
Yeah.
I have a gong on this side if you need me to just point
thank
over
you.
Here. Well, I got it for
let's
you.
Let's hear
it.
What do you got? Let me hear it.
Oh, it sounds just like mine.
Yeah.
A lot of text messages are coming in about Jeremy Roenick, who we just talked to. True NHL legend.
Yep.
He's a part of NBC Sports. And on a whim, I just shot him a tweet and then an email. Never heard back, but I was like, you know, he's busy. Because he's been tweeting about Seattle after the team got picked up. He says, very cool to hear Seattle will be the 32nd team in the NHL. The city is ready for a team, one of the best sports cities in the U.S. Can't wait to see them on the ice. That's when they made the announcement. And then soon after he made that tweet, he also said, I bet Seattle makes it to the finals in the first season. Any takers? So I sent a message, didn't hear anything. And then this morning, just emailed me out of the blue. It's like, hey, man, I could do 9:15. And boy, oh boy, I thought it would be a fun interview, but the texts are just flying in. People are just absolutely, I'm not even a fan of hockey, and I love Jeremy Roenick. That guy sounds like a guy I want to drink with. Next person says, if that call didn't get you pumped and love Jeremy more for the 2021-22 hockey season, then you have to be dead. That's from Marty. And then Jeremy, this guy says, best interview ever, love Jeremy Roenick. And that's from Jay and Buckley.
Dude, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And he's, you know, he's a great ambassador. He's one of the big guys within the world of media now. For the NHL, and the fact that he takes time out like that, just to, and like everybody said, was so fun to talk to.
Yeah, and I forgot that he was a part of that group that was hoping to bring Arizona here, and because there was a lot of people talk about spotting him at Seahawks games, and then some Andy sent us that tweet with him and JR at a Hawks game, which was pretty damn cool. One person says, you guys are talking about getting misty-eyed. I did after that hockey team announcement. My uncle passed away last March and was a diehard Calgary fan. He's played hockey since he was a kid. He was a goalie too, Steve. Played in Renton and at Highline. He took me to my first game with the Seattle Breakers at the Mercer Arena. And now we're getting a team and he's not here to see them. My first jersey will be a custom one with his number and Petey for the name from Marty and Yelm.
Marty, you know, and that's the cool thing. When you go to your first game and you bring that sweater.
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be so sweet because that's.
I got goosebumps just even hearing that.
That'll be awesome. This is what, you know, I'm glad that the politicians are realizing what sports can do for a town. It really is a cool thing to do for the population, just like everything else in the world, like arts and stuff like that. I don't begrudge anybody whatever they like. Sports is one of those great things that a major, awesome city should have.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the Seattle Breakers, if you didn't know, that was what the T-Birds were called before they were the T-Birds.
Oh, really?
Ken Danico, former New Jersey Devil great.
Ken Danico, yeah.
He played for the Breakers back in the day.
Wow, I totally... So there's a lot of names you could give this team.
Yeah.
When you think about it, because there's a lot of good history.
Oh, but the old Seattle Breakers jersey scheme was not very fun.
No, you didn't like the scheme?
It was like a really disjointed-looking Islanders color scheme.
Oh, yeah.
With orange and blue, and yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you'll have that, because some teams will want to match the team, whatever they're closest to. Like, at least in some minor league baseball stuff. But I like when teams have their own stuff.
All I hope is that they put us out of our misery and come up with a name and a jersey color scheme really soon.
Yeah.
Because that's all people are talking about, which is fun. It's a fun debate, don't get me wrong. But like whenever I see somebody post something about the NHL from NHL's website or Twitter about Seattle, there's no comments just about the sport or the excitement. It's all about people arguing over the team name. I just want to rip the Band-Aid off. Let's have a team name. I don't care what it is, as long as it's not the Metropolitans. And then let's just move on.
I'm loving the Kraken, man.
Yeah.
I'm loving the Kraken. But it's interesting that Jeremy, I mean, you know, the guy played the sport. He analyzes the sport. He loves the Emeralds.
Emerald City.
Yeah. I'd love to know why he loves that. Because we were like, look, we want a name that sounds tough. That was your thing, Steve. Like, whatever name it is, it's got to sound like it's a tough thing.
Well, like the Pelicans.
Yeah, but exactly.
There's a team out there called the Penguins.
Penguins are tough. Have you seen a penguin?
Yeah.
They're so
kick
cute
your ass.
Cuddly, though.
Yeah, well, you know, look, that was
tough.
No, that was a long time
because they're taller than her.
Yeah. And that was a long time ago.
It's true, though.
Yeah. That's why they can kick your ass. Don't mess with the Penguins.
Yeah.
Remember, they get marsh on you.
I do like he liked all the ideas about the crack house and the crackheads.
Yeah. Of course he did. That's, again, another why the reason it was a great interview. He immediately was like, oh, it's like, yeah, okay, can't do that with the Emeralds. Good idea, Steve.
It'd be great if he shows up on NBC Sports with like a PowerPoint presentation on why the Kraken is better than the Seattle team.
It's going to be so much fun. Everybody associated with that sport is just so fun. You know what I mean? They don't take it too seriously.
Yep.
And that's what I love about it. There's certain other sports that I think they could take a page from hockey. I won't mention baseball because I want to put them down. But God, I wish baseball would loosen up the way hockey is and become a funner sport in that respect.
Funner.
And a lot of people now are also asking again, what's the name of that whiskey that he was talking about? Because it sounds amazing.
Screwball.
Screwball, and it's spelled with a K. So Skrew. and, you know, the rest.
Dude, I'm honest to gosh, you invited him, and he said he'd bring the whiskey to your bus. I mean, my brain tells me that, you know what, that almost could happen. I feel like Jeremy Roenick might be the guy to go, why wouldn't I go? Easter weekend, let's go, boys.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I be, like, an honorary, like, an assistant to the coach that weekend? Because that sounds like a great time.
You got to talk to Coach Ted Smith. He's our coach.
Because he doesn't skate either. So, Ted, I mean, if he can go, why can't anybody go?
Ted told me that his life goal this year is to learn how to skate so he could actually get on the ice with
what?
Not to play, just to do warm-ups. That's all we want him to do, is put on the skates and the jersey and the gear and just skate out for a warm-up shot, and then you can skate back to the bench and be fine.
Has he ever skated before in general?
He says it's been forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because even I've done it once.
Nice.
Boy.
You could be his assistant coach.
Yes. Yay!
Okay.
Bring a whistle.
Will do. Hold the whistle and the whiskey.
You're inviting her, Steve. She's going to be very excited about this.
That's
when you let her down.
I'm short. I don't take up much room. I'll just get a little section of the party bus, and I'll, you know.
Yeah. No, there's the party bus that you can lift up the seat, the Lion Pride party buses. Uh-huh. They have those seats so you can put drinks in underneath the seat. We can just lift up the seat and stuff Vicky in there.
Oh, definitely.
Just give me a pillow. That's where I'll sleep. I don't need a hotel room.
That's not a crime or anything. I think that'll be worse. I'll be fine. Speaking of crimes, we got a man that committed 6 crimes, but he doesn't remember any of them because he was too drunk. I'll tell you all about this genius at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock,
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Let's talk about Weston. He's a 28-year-old gentleman from the great state of Missouri, and he was arrested. Why? Well, he was involved in a string of burglaries. He broke into at least 3 businesses, tried to break into 3 more. Police identified him thanks to security footage that showed off a tattoo of a cross on his left calf. Well, there you go. He stole hundreds of bucks worth of cash.
You got to hide anything that's a distinguishing feature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This guy stole socks up.
He stole 3 guns, an iPod. Oh, an iPod?
Well, it is Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Some jewelry, a TV, a gold coin worth $1,000, plus a laptop and prescription pad he took from a doctor's office. Now, that's worth a lot right there. But when the cops started grilling him about the heist, he didn't remember most of them because he was blackout drunk when he pulled them off. How about that? You're really not lying because you don't remember anything, so you could pass the lie detector test if you had to.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, he's in trouble.
That's an insane night.
That is.
I mean, so wasted. I woke up and I had all this stuff.
Yeah. Want to thank David and Paul sitting in and watching the show.
With him.
Late Kate is up next for Ryan Castle. She's got your morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
Think you know what she's saying?
Yes, I do, because she's singing in English.
Is she really? Oh, my gosh.
I can't understand her.
I think she's really good at translating English to English.
Good job, Vicky.
I have a new career option.
I'm glad Vicky knows one language. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to figure this out.
That's fantastic.
I really couldn't understand this. I thought she was speaking Spanish. I suck.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.